Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now, and we just heard there from President Aquino of the Philippines, one of the many world leaders speaking today at the UN Climate Summit in New York. NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce is covering that summit, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we heard the president of the Philippines there saying countries like the U.S., including the U.S., are not doing enough to help with climate change. What's happening on that front?
It's interesting. This harks back to 2009 specifically. There was a green climate fund that was promised that would be $100 billion that would be put together by the developed countries. So far, Germany's the only contributor. 5 years later, $1 billion out of the $100 billion. So there's a great bit of truth to that. The world has changed, though. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why it's been so difficult to get a new treaty, is that part of the problem has been that the original treaty in Kyoto did not include developing countries. And there is a certain realization now that they have to be included. They have to make some commitments themselves, even though they wouldn't be equal to what the richer countries would make.
Well, and you've been saying in your reporting that what we're going to see today is going to be a lot of pledges, but not so many formal commitments. If climate experts say there's little time to waste, why are these leaders gathering without more promises?
It's about the best they can do. The previous treaty signed in Kyoto in 1997 expired in 2012, and nobody's been able to come up with a new one yet. Part of the problem, as I mentioned before, is that the Kyoto did not include developing countries, and the U.S. then didn't sign on. Other countries have dropped out. And the world has changed. China is now the leading emitter of greenhouse gases that cause climate change. And Brazil and India and Indonesia are fast growing. And the developed world, on the other hand, is rather flat in terms of its emissions. A new treaty is going to have to be different from Kyoto. And so this is kind of a dry run in New York. It's Ban Ki-moon has said, look, let's get together and have a sort of, you might call it a pep rally if you want to be cynical. I mean, and let's try to get people excited. Let's get them back on track so that in Paris at the end of next year, when they have a real formal treaty meeting, we can actually get a new treaty. And that's what they really want.
So a pep rally today. What else are they doing in any concrete steps?
Well, concrete depends how you define concrete. There are lots of exhortative speeches. Heads of state are making speeches all morning, 4 minutes each to a rather empty hall, I must say. But in the afternoon, the actual environment ministers and technocrats get together, and they're talking. You know, they're talking about some specific areas. Nothing. You know, no real commitments, no actual promises, but eight areas that they want to, say, swap ideas on and try to get people to take action on, like energy, and try to use energy in a greener way, get away from fossil fuels, try to get cities to be more efficient, try to get agriculture to emit less greenhouse gases, that sort of thing. Some specifics on also putting a price on carbon, that sort of thing. Maybe paying to have tropical countries not cut down their forests, an idea that Kyoto rejected. And now I think they're saying we've got to get the developing world involved, so this could be a way to lower emissions and get them in.
And what about as we look ahead to Paris next year? Do people really think there can be an international treaty on climate change?
Well, there's a lot of urgency. There's skepticism, too. I think that there's some interesting new thinking. Business has to be involved in much more than it has in the past. And people in the business world are up in New York, a lot of them, saying this affects our bottom line. We do want to get involved. The notion that there's money to be made in renewable energy. And there's the notion that maybe a top-down UN treaty is not the way to go. Maybe it's more looser connections between countries.
We'll keep watching. NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce, thank you so much.
You're welcome.